The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
This is William Shatner's Christmas album, and it is great, I gotta tell you. Bill Shatner himself.
I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Wright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got to do a drift and bank, and then we got upset.
There it is, rolling into Christmas with Piscopo on the radio. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. You're always welcome to call on our Balance of Nature phone line. Love hearing from you. You make all the sense. Fired up this morning, you know. It's nice to, as the morning unfolds, I kind of just settle down a little bit. But, boy, I'm fired up. Fired up this morning watching this impeachment situation. It is just a fiasco. It's wrong. And, you know, and if it wasn't, I would tell you, because I love you and respect you enough for listening to the program, I would be objective enough to say, you know, maybe that there's nothing there. I'm nothing. And the government just rolls. They just roll. The government can do anything. A great chat with KT McFarland. You'll be able to podcast that as we get off the air. 10 o'clock, the podcast should be up around 10:30-ish. And you want to check the KT McFarland interview and check out the KT McFarland book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And as she said, the Mueller folks came after her. And excuse me, yes, the Mueller. Remember that? Remember the Mueller probe? And remember who was in charge of that? Adam Schiff. Yet if they don't even consider it, they think we're dumb enough to go, the Ukraine, you mean this? It's all fake news, is putting it lightly. This is dangerous. Now, Nancy Pelosi at 9 o'clock, she's going to have a speech. She has the prompter is set. So that means it's going to be a speech. She will, I'm predicting, will say we're going to put the vote up for impeachment. And then I think the House is going to vote impeachment. And who said it from day one? Frank Morano, Frankie Fibro said from day one. Go ahead, impeach, impeach, impeach. It'll go to the Senate. It will be, I think, and predicting, hopefully, it will be shot down in the Senate. But something in me, I speak to you so honestly, I just don't trust the Republicans. I don't trust them, you know. But like Frankie said again, is if they, again, go against President Trump. This is the guy. There's one guy that kept the Republican Party alive, and it's Donald J. Trump. Who knew? Who knew? We knew him as an independent in New York, and we knew him the way he is, and we knew he would just shake it up down there. And as KT said so eloquently, you need that bull in the china shop right now. It's the right president at the right time. Please don't get mad. Don't get upset. You need to turn over the dead weight down there in Washington. The lifers down there. The bureaucracy that's down there. What's happening now in this impeachment fiasco is so bad. So I ask you, I'm telling you, this next election, it is so vital that you just don't vote for these progressives that are trying to tear down our country. They're trying to tear down America for their own power and control. It's not for the people. If they cared about the people, they would be in the inner cities of the United States of America. They don't care. All they want from the folks, these people in the communities that are stressed, they want votes from those folks. They don't care about making the schools better, about keeping them safe, about taking care of the homeless in Los Angeles. Look what's happening in California with the homeless. Look what's happening in Venezuela. That's what your taxes go up. We pay exorbitant. I mean, the avalanche, crushing taxes that we're to the point where thousands, literally thousands of people are leaving New York and New Jersey and California. They don't care. Who's helping the people in the inner city? It's like when I tell you about the Salvation Army to help out, it's you and me that are helping out. So I ask that you just do a revolt vote. Revolt vote. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wouldn't you love it if the House became completely Republican now? I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump wins by a landslide? This is what's got to happen. This is what's got to happen because this is wrong. This whole thing is wrong. I could see if the country wasn't doing well. If there was a situation where, oh, my gosh, we can't. The economy is screaming. This man and Donald J. Trump, look, put your hate aside, is dealing with China. Do you know how overdue that is and how the time is right now to deal with China head on? And this president has the courage to do it. And they're going to criticize the president. And when they go, and again, going to our conversation with K.D. McFarland, it takes, the president has to occupy. Now, he's got to take so much of his day to say, all right, get a lawyer. All right, they're doing the impeachment. All right, I got to worry about this. Let the president be the president. And then work with him. Come up with initiatives. I humbly, respectfully submit that to the Democrats. Come up with a plan to save the inner cities of the United States. Who's doing that? President Trump is doing that with Mike Lindell, who will join us on the show this morning. Mike Lindell and Dr. Ben Carson in the Opportunity Zones. That comes from Donald Trump's White House. Why don't in the name of God, I can't figure out why the Democrats don't step up. So I was a blue dog Democrat for most of my life, Democrat and Democrat. And I couldn't even say Republican. It was hard to say Republican. I can't be a Republican. I'm a Democrat. That's a working man's party. They helped out civil rights. When my people came from Italy, they came here. They became Democrats, not Republicans, right? Then I remember George W. Bush ran. And when he said, he's going to run. And then I said, no, I got to vote for Al Gore because Al Gore is a smart guy. He's going to do it. I know, whatever. This is what I was a Democrat. That's what I was going to do. Then if you remember late in the George W. campaign, right at the end, the October surprise, remember what happened? Oh, he had a DUI. Remember? It was a DWI, whatever they called it back then, on W. When he was a kid, he was drunk driving, and they waited and put that out last minute. And now, so I had to search my brain. And I think, you know what I did? I voted for W first time around as a Democrat just because I thought it was so insidious. It was just so awful of them to put out the news just to go after this guy, W. So it was a revolt vote. I said, I'm going to vote for W because look what they did. That was so wrong what they did coming out with that, something he did when he was in college, whatever it was. Did I regret my vote? Well, kind of. Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on that. We have to have Professor John Turley on the show and talk about that. But fact of the matter is a revolt vote is good because you could at least send a message. And what's happened, what the Democrats are doing now is so wrong. And now for Nancy Pelosi to say she's having a press conference. And for Nancy, listen, and then she's doing CNN tonight. Did you hear that? She's doing CNN tonight, and then she has another. She's going to do a speech at 9, and then she has a press conference. They own it. That now, I guess she's stepping up, and I'm assuming she's going to call for the vote to impeach President Trump. And it is all fake news. There's nothing to it. You heard the conversation. I heard the conversation. I know Donald Trump. How corrupt is the Ukraine? The Ukraine is one of the most corrupt places in the world. Rudy Giuliani went there for a reason to clean up corruption. He's a corruption fighter. He shut down the mob in New York. He goes to the Ukraine, and they're criticizing the president about this. Yet they won't say word one, about helping out the fellow citizens. Some people can't pay their bills, man. Some people are in the stressed areas. Where are the Democrats? They're obsessed with this. Oh, get me started. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. We will take your phone calls. Let me go to Big Julie if I can, boys, before I go to the guys. Big Julie, thanks for calling. Always appreciate it. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Hey, listen, you know what I think about this whole impeachment thing?
What's that?
Donald Trump knows exactly what's happening. he can't wait to get impeached so we can vote him back in. And because the first term was not a consecutive 2 years, probably in the fine print, the second term he could be voted in as president and get a second term then, and we'll put him in as a three-term president without even being noticed because of the fine print in between because of what they did with this two-term stuff anyway. That's all I got to say, Joe. Good morning.
Julie, thank you for listening. That is so funny. Three-term. Oh, please. Listen, you got to really, when you see what's happening and unfolding and you see how wrong it is, and then you see how... with this whole NATO situation, and you saw what happened when you had Trudeau, and they were so snarky. You had Trudeau, Macron, and Boris Johnson. You know, you had Italy and France and Canada. And by the way, if the United States of America wasn't there for these countries, where would they be? Who would overrun those countries? I'll let you answer that yourself. We are the bastion of hope throughout the world. The Democrats are trying to tear us down. They don't care what we are. And what's interesting, too, if the Democrats ever get their way, the progressive socialists get their way, they're going to be the first to be, God forbid, thrown off buildings because they're gay. They're going to be first to be to be beheaded. They're going to be the first to be shut down, and there will be no press at all if they have their way. You know, and they are useful idiots is what the progressive socialist Democrats are right now. And we're watching it unfold. You and I get it. And we're watching it unfold. And we're trying to stop that flood of insanity. No, stop it. Don't hate. Just think of the country. Join together with the country. And the only way we could do it is vote the right way. But I'm telling you, if I talk to my friends who are liberal, but my Jewish friends who are liberal, who vote Democrat after the Democratic Party on the record is anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. How do you do that? Could someone explain that to me? Let me go to Paul in Queens. Good morning, Paul. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Hey, Joe. I just wanted to mention quick. I heard the professor speak. I just caught a little bit of the hearing. Yeah. Where the professor's going, I read the transcripts of the witnesses. What does the witnesses have to do with anything? They don't know anything. Did they read the president's transcript? And number two, I didn't catch it, but I wish the House of Republicans asked. Well, listen, you disagree with the president on this thing. Did they ask that Biden take that $1 billion that he held back to a country to stop a prosecutor? They should ask the professors, how bad is that? You changed a country's prosecutorial decision. You changed the country's decision.
Sure. I got you. We got a little bad connection there, Paul, but I appreciate what you're saying. You're right. The president held back the money. Had nothing to do. Believe me, had nothing. He didn't need help from the Ukraine. He doesn't need any help to beat Joe Biden. Trust me on that. Is it because it's been so corrupt in the Ukraine? Where is the money? We still don't know where all the money went. And the Democrats don't even address that. 877-970-2999. I appreciate it. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert's here. Oh, just now 9 o'clock, Frankie. We got Nancy Pelosi. Can you wait? Can you wait for that?
I can't.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, you said it. She's going to call for impeachment. She called for a vote. It will be a vote. She will put that forth on the House floor, correct, Frank?
I don't know. I'm very skeptical. I think she knows, look, she lived through the Clinton impeachment, and she was very reluctant to go along with this. So I think the last thing she wants to do is put her 31 Trump Democrats on the line and on the record voting for impeachment. So I think she's going to do whatever she can to avoid that. So I don't know how she will, but I'm eager to see what she says.
And Big Julie said about the whole impeachment and three terms, that can't happen. If he gets impeached and removed from office, if he was elected again, he can only serve another term of 4 years. He couldn't come and be reelected again. It doesn't happen that way.
I know, but it'd be funny. I've held back tweeting this out, but there was a great picture of President Trump, and he was like. In military dictator garb. Did you see that picture, Frankie? Didn't I send that to you? Oh, it was so funny. He's got the braids on his hat.
I didn't see that.
Let me find it and send it to you because if that doesn't irritate the Democrats. And again, I don't want to say Democrats because there's some great Democrats out there. There really are. Yes, there are. I know. But there's some great progressives that are out there that really understand what's right and what's wrong. But the socialists are taking down the country, and it's very, very frustrating. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there, 877-970-2999, if you want to give a call in. Debbie, good morning to you. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You ready for your big show tonight?
I got two shows tonight, and I posted.
How do you do this?
You know why? Because they called. One was when they said, "Joe, would you do a show in the name of Padre Pio?" And
right.
I went,
yeah.
"That's my guy, man. Are you kidding me, Pio? St.
Right.
Pio? I sleep with my Marianne Idala Padre Pio pillow under my my pillow." You're supposed to. So I said yes for Pio, St. Pio. I will do the show. And then my buddy Dave Damiani said, "I need you on the other side." So I'm going to go right down the street, Midtown. I got two shows tonight, and then we're going to do the show in the morning tomorrow. And then I get on a plane, and we're going to help out the first responders, the firefighters, and police officers, the families of fallen heroes in Oakland, California, with my buddy Dan Rodriguez. That's in Oakland, California. So it's all posted online. And then next week I do local stuff. So it'll be and then we're going to Christmas. So I'll get a little bit of a break. And but I'm limping around. I got to get my knee. I'm going to the doctor today to look at my knee.
I didn't rest.
You saw me. I was dancing with you at Frank's wedding. What am I going to tell
you? Yeah, you're dancing, you're singing, you're performing a day after surgery. I'm like, how is Joe doing this?
Well,
poor
not
Joe.
So much. Not so much anymore. 8:21, Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, Joe, let's see what's happening right now as you take it out to the Southern State Parkway. Southern State Parkway eastbound right at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident. Northern State East at Brush Hollow Road, a collision there as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the westbound BQE. Really busy into Meeker Morgan with some earlier problems cleared. Staten Island Expressway eastbound jammed up 440 all the way out to the Verrazano. Grand Central Parkway East right at Astoria Boulevard. Looks like an accident there as well. Some volume here at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. About 10 minutes getting into town. Route 4 is busy getting out toward River Edge. Heading inbound over at the GWB. Still waiting about 30 minutes. Lincoln 35. Holland, that's about 35 to 40. Garden State Parkway North at 143A, an accident. And traveling over to 23 South through Hardeston. Watch out for some problems with a malfunctioning traffic light. 440 still closed northbound in Woodbridge with a very serious accident. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. I'm looking at folks kind enough to donate to the Salvation Army. It's Red Kettle time, by the way. And Debbie Duhaime made a nice donation. Thank you, Debbie. God bless you for that. I see Steve Dittmer. I'm reading the folks who donated. Steven Salatros. Thank you, Steven. Tom Principale, $100. Tom, thank you. God bless you for that. And Joan Edgeworth made a donation. You can make big or small. It's you know what, we count down the number of giving days till Christmas, and you're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army at team970.org. Come on, we're going to step this up. It's a great way to fight for good this season. Lord knows we need that, because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States of America every single year through the generosity of people like you and the folks whose names I just mentioned. They provide vital services, including shelter, meals, and holiday assistance. If you donate and you give us your permission, I'll mention your name on the air as well. Best of all, the money you give stays within your community. I love this. It stays within the local community to help your neighbors most in need. $100 feeds a family of four for 3 days. So I gave $100 yesterday, right? And Tom Principale just gave $100. We fed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250, if you can, covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. So please join the fight for good. Go to team970.org and donate today. Love has an army. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I giftbaskets.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Is 826. You got to develop an estate plan for yourself. I tell you this all the time. If you've been putting it off, now is the time to do it. Maybe you don't think you need one. Wrong, lady, wrong. An article in Forbes magazine advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan to double check beneficiary designations. Well, whatever that means, I know it means to call Cotters and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They'll walk you through it like they did with me. They're helping. They're just so perfect at helping folks navigate these complex matters. If you call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, you got to call Cotters and Sullivan. Mike is there. Beth is there. Rose, Kelly, Justin, Bridget. My gal over there, Lisa, will answer the phone, 718-238-6500. You're going to feel so at home when you go to Connors and Sullivan, by the way, for your first initial free consultation, you know, and you'll get a peace of mind regarding your financial legacy. Weight off my shoulders, the weight of the world off my shoulders. And a big shout out to my big boy, Joey, for being my consigliere and say, Dad, you got to go see Mike Connors. Indeed, we did. And then ever since then, I meet so many people. You know, we go around with that the Lo Bianco Christmas party. Hey, you! I hear you talk about Mike Connors. He's my lawyer, too. You know what? He should be your lawyer, too. Connors and Sullivan. I'll tell you, for peace of mind, you have to protect your financial legacy. 718-238-6500. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself on the radio. Catch him Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. Or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
That'll relax me right here, right here.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Francis Albert.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
It is Christmas time. That calmed me down a little bit. Thank you, Al. Let me go to Adrian on the line, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Adrian, good morning and a happy holiday to you. What's going on?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention, I don't know if this was mentioned before I asked, Adam Schiff had the nerve to subpoena the phone records of the president's personal attorney, Giuliani, Devin Nunes, and the true journalist, John Solomon.
Where are the
so-called fake journalists? How come they're not outraged on this? I mean,
amen, Adrian.
If this were done to Obama, I mean, it'd be all over the place day after day.
You know what? I'm right on the money. And thank you. You're absolutely right. Because Adam Schiff did subpoena, and they made public the phone calls of John Solomon, who is one of the great journalists out there today, despite what the progressive socialists say. John Solomon on the show many times, and they subpoenaed that. For them to be able to do that and then to make it public should be illegal. And you're right. Where is the ACLU? Where are these folks? No, that doesn't matter. If it goes along what their mindset is, it goes along what their wheelhouse is and their anti-American bogus propaganda that they're trying to push on you and I, they just don't mention it. It's a good point Adrian makes, Frankie Fibros, before we break, but that's right on the money. They don't. Is anybody addressing that at all? Because it was illegal to do that, no?
Well, I think so. And look, Devin Nunes says he's filing a lawsuit against CNN, and for I think it's for defamation, but you can bet that's going to come up. But unfortunately, this sets a really, really dangerous precedent. Now, this shift subpoena, they allowed them to go after the phone records. Who's to say they couldn't go after people's emails as well? I think that's I think it's outrageous. I think every civil libertarian in the country should really, really find this incredibly disturbing.
That's true. Adrian, thanks for that vital phone call. 8:31 with Joe on the radio. I'll tell you, we're going to bring in Steve Perillo coming up, third-generation CEO of Perillo Tours. We're going to talk about our upcoming trip to Italy. Mike Lindell's going to join us as well. These are great folks. Steve's a friend. Mike is a friend, and I'm proud to bring these fine, fine gentlemen to the airwaves. But we appreciate you calling, too. See how Adrian got that? That's what I'm telling you. You get it. And I know you have the same mindset, the same acumen, and the same, you are astute enough to understand when they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. They don't think we're like that. They think we're deplorable. They think we don't even listen. And by the way, I don't even want to be put in, I don't idolize anybody. I don't go gaga over anybody. I'm too old. I always say this. Ever since my pop passed away and Joe DiMaggio and Francis Albert Sinatra, those are my heroes of that generation. And now I respect everybody. I appreciate everybody, but I'm not like in awe of anyone. I'm my own person. And I think you're the same way, but just don't tell me that we're not a good people. I see it. I travel the country every weekend, going to California, even in California, even in some of these progressive states, that people are great. And we're all have the same thing in mind. It's all about family. It's all about God. It's all about country. And don't call me a name just because I support this president. You show me something better. That's all I humbly submit to you. Show me something better, and then we'll talk about it. Show me an initiative. Don't try to take the guy out with impeachment or, God forbid, something worse, because you have nothing to stand for. Joe on the radio, 832. Love you for listening. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Three Rikers corrections officers and a captain at the jail have been suspended after claims they let a teenage inmate try to hang himself. The 18-year-old man survived but is in a coma. Authorities say the guards allegedly watched for 7 minutes as the teenager used a piece of clothing to try and hang himself. They did finally go in to help the inmate. The incident happened last week. Adults who exercise might be protecting their muscles from age-related loss and damage. Researchers at Ball State University in Indiana compared the muscles and blood from the thighs of elderly athletes with that of healthy but sedentary seniors. Their research found that among the elderly athletes, there were fewer inflammatory markers than in the untrained seniors. The researchers say it's never too late to start moving around more as long as your doctor agrees. Lead researcher Dr. Todd Trapp says even if inflammation gets in the way a bit at first, your muscles will respond and grow. In sports, Fred Wilpon close to selling the Mets. The team's owner, CEO, reportedly in talks to sell the squad to Steve Cohen, a native Long Islander and billionaire hedge fund manager who's already a minority owner. If the deal goes through, Cohen would control 80% of the club, but leave Wilpon and his son Jeff in control of team operations for at least 5 more years. The Nets beat the Hawks 130-118. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here on 287. 287 is moving solely eastbound as you take a ride out toward exit 5 in toward Greenberg. It's an accident heading out toward White Plains. Watch for delays as you head to the Sawmill south at Lawrence Street into Dobbs Ferry with an accident. And traveling over to the southbound thruway, still slowing down right in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland, all about 35 in. Garden State State Parkway North at 143A. It's an accident. Another one up by 154 getting up toward Clifton. 440 northbound in toward Woodbridge. It's an accident working over there. And we're still seeing delays of 10 to 15 at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Cross Island North getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. An accident there as well. And it's still stop and go on the Staten Island Expressway East out toward the Verrazano. Watch for slowdowns on the Southern State East at the Meadowbrook with an accident as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. You know, if you go to Parry & Sons, you're going to get the deal of a century. I'm telling you. Talk about a century. Parry & Sons has been around for almost 100 years, selling fine jewelry and watches. Like all good things that eventually come to an end after 98 years, indeed, Parry & Sons is going out of business. Can you believe it? Glenn and Maria are going to retire, and they so deserve it, and we wish them the very best. But first, they must liquidate everything store-wide. You've heard me and many, many others talk about Parry & Sons, how great Parry & Sons is. They've always been known for superior quality. I always tell you how personal they are when they sell you. Like when I got the cross, I called Maria. I got Maria. I said, Maria, I need something for little Charlie, my little girl getting her first Holy Communion. I don't want it big. I want something, but I want the diamonds to kick, you know, so when she wears it around her neck, perfect. They gave me a killer deal, and they sent the papers to go along with the diamond, you know? This is great. You got to go to Parry & Sons, because you know why? This week, you can buy all of the jewelry that I've been telling you about for years, and the watches of your dreams at up to 70% off. 70%! Nothing is being held back. Parry & Sons, going out of business sale. Now is the time to go to Parry & Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You do not have to deal with dummies. No pressure, no wasting time, no dealing with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. Oh, look at me. I'm going to give you the 845, Mr. Joey Generosity on the radio. Good morning. How are you? Nice to see you. Where are you from? 838 right now. I'll give you the 845 because I love you. And for the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. I always do my Charles Bronson impression. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. You know what, by the way, holidays, how about a nice Toyota? How about a nice truck? How about one of the beautiful cars over at Route 22 Toyota? Surprising somebody? You talk to Alex Kinsella, because now you can get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now Alex wants you to experience a smart way to service. So to get you over there to the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, to see this brand spanking new showroom, the brand spanking new customer lounge, to check out the state-of-the-art service center that Iggy, my buddy Iggy, loves. He always said, you got to see our new service center. You get over there. If you do it this way and you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you'll get over there and then you'll see these great cars and you'll see these great deals. But if you call 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection,
oil change and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios. The following segment sponsored by Perillo Tours.
Here we go. Here we go. Steve Perillo. Very cool. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:40 right now. Steve Perillo is a friend and a buddy, and we had such a great time going to Italy last time, and we are going again. Steve, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Joe. I love the Christmas music. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know what? You're not tired of it yet, right? We're going into it.
No. You know, in October, I it's a little early, but now it's fine. Now I'm so into it. I can't wait.
Steve, when we go in April, and by the way, and I know we're selling out like crazy for this trip in April, Easter in Rome, I can't believe you turned it around this quickly. And I know Deanna and Janice and everybody on your great stellar team is working hard on this, and it's going quick. You're going to be performing with me at the piano once again, Steve Perillo. Very excited about that, my friend.
I didn't commit to that, did I? You keep talking me into it. All right.
You knocked it out last time. That was so much fun, you know.
I'll be there. Yeah. I want to do Easter in Rome, too, believe me.
Yeah, you know, Easter in Rome, Good Friday, is going to be a great, great trip. And we want you to call Perillo to get over there because it is selling out. And, Steve, you're going to go. Anybody else in the family going? Is Linda going?
Yeah, Linda will get in, without a doubt.
At the last minute, she'll say,
I want to go. And her husband, Al. So we're going to have a great time. It's selling out fast, but there's still space. So don't take this for granted, though, because a lot of people got shut out of the last trip. And some people think I'll wait for the holidays and then decide in January. But it's going to be gone after Christmas. The trip is going to be gone.
I know, and I feel so bad because the last time when we went, and it was, by the way, I have to tell you, as you know, we're friends and everything, and now, but people were so excited when they went on the trip, and we have such a great family of folks that went with Bernadette and Guy and Mimi and Joanne and all of our good friends. They're like family now. You know they have Perillo Tours reunions. Do you know that? They become friends in Italy through the radio station, AM 970. Steve, they get together. They're all getting, as a matter of fact, they're all coming to Lorenzo's March 27th. Oh, you should play at Lorenzo's with me, Steve.
Is that right? What is that? You're performing that night, and some of the folks are coming.
Some of the folks, they're going to have a whole thing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Joanne because she's a great gal, and I'm going to get video, and I'm going to show video from the stage of different of our family that was in Italy.
That's so cool. Should I fly Paolo in? You know, the tour guide.
Oh, man,
you would love it.
If you could do that. You know, if you did it as a special guest, come on. We had to get you listening. And I don't know where Steve finds these great tour guides, but they were great. And Paolo was our tour guide. Funny, informative, great. I mean, just a great. He understood every beat that we went through. Everything. He was so
great. To handle
great.
A group, it's not easy to handle a group. And to keep everyone happy and to keep everyone calm and turn them into a family. I tell you, by the third day, coming back from the restaurant, after a little wine, everyone's singing on the bus, and it turns into a literal family, and it lasts for a lifetime. We've had marriages, children, reunions. Yeah. You know, these tours have been going back for 75 years next year. 75 years. We're going to have a big part.
Then we went to Sorrento, and we went into an area where they kind of got us to this where they had all these music boxes, right? And so I went in there, and I think I told you this before if you're listening, but I went in there, and I saw these beautiful, beautiful wood boxes. And I bought one for my father over 20 years ago when I was last in Sorrento. And that now I look on the behind the counter, and there's a picture of Mario Perillo with Steve Perillo. Steve, what were you? You must have been 12 years old, for crying out loud, right?
Yeah, huh? I've been doing this a long time. I'm 60. Talk about knees. I was down. You know, I'm in Orlando right now.
At a big travel convention.
And the big cocktail party last night was Uganda, the country of Uganda. They had this crazy band with the drumming, and I was dancing, and my left knee is shot. Talk about knees. You know, when you're in your 60s.
No, man, it's because you've been so active your whole life. By the way, I'm going to the doctor today. Do you want to fly up and go with me? We'll get a shot together, man. I'll tell you. But you know what was nice, though, with Paulo, with our tour guide, it was great that we all got together. We were all family. And from one thing to the next, it was just so much fun. So now I'm telling you, they made such good friends. They go out and they'll go out to dinner together, and they're going to Lorenzo's. You should come and you should play the piano over there, man. And we should have some fun over at Lorenzo's. Or you know what? When you're going on this next trip, and we want you to go on this next trip, but you heard Steve now, it's selling out so quickly. We want you to be a part of this because, man, it is just like nothing else. Have you ever seen anything like this, Steve? I mean, the way the radio station audience just jumped on board and now became...
No, Joe, you have a special audience and a special relationship. I don't know if it's the largest audience or what it is, but your audience is so faithful. I've never seen anyone. I tell you, you're the number one salesman for Parola Tours right now.
I tell you,
so you're going to get the award, the bonus, whatever that is.
Shout out to Frankie Volpe, who did such a great job putting us all together.
That's right.
And by the way, can I give you the number? I like just talking to Steve about different things in Italy, but it's 800-431-1515, or go to parolotours.com. And we don't want this to be a commercial. It's not. You are part of the family. It's beyond that now. This is beyond. Good. This is going back to the homeland. This is going to the country. And and you know what's great about Paulo, the tour guides that you find at Parola Tours? He went like this, like it was the last day. And I'm saying, well, there's a bus ride from Florence up to the Tuscan countryside where we're going on this next trip. So I go, Paulo, I said, should I really go? He goes, you want to go on this trip. You got to go on this. He went like that, Steve, you know? And I went, great. So that was one. That might have been the best day with Torciana. Torciana with Pierluigi. Oh!
Pierluigi's crazy. Oh. He's a crazy vintner. He's got all these vines and the wine and the lasagna that he makes. It's unbelievable.
And I had Frankie Five Burrows next to me. And you know when they were teaching you how to drink the wine, this is what you'll experience. So we're tasting the wine now. I had like a show that following weekend. I didn't want to drink too much. So I would take a sip. Got it. And I'd pour the rest of the wine. And Frank's glass would be right empty in front of me. Here, I'll take the rest of the wine, Joe. So he finished off everything. And it worked out great, though.
To see it go to waste is such a shame.
Well,
you shouldn't leave wine behind.
I ordered a case. I got it home for the holidays, man. Steve,
and the truffle olive oil.
Oh, that was sensational. That's
amazing.
You got Hey, yes, Steve, we appreciate it. As a friend to a friend, with, again, a big shout-out to Frankie V for putting us together. I love you, man. And Linda and the family is great. Did you get me out of it? I felt so bad.
Yeah, you're in the clear. You're okay. But you're going to have to make it next time. You're part of the family now. Sorry.
We're the best.
Sunday
we're in
dinner
Rome. Listen,
and school plays.
We're in Rome, and Linda goes, Joe, I need you. And I knew where I was in Los Angeles, and I just know it. And there was a play, and Linda's such a good mom. She's quite a talented gal. She teaches drama at the school, correct, Steve? Your sister?
Yeah. My sister has eight children. She had eight biological children in this day and age.
Oh, my
and
God.
And everyone is one's better than the other. They're so like.
Yeah. She's
so nice.
She's super mom and to dedicate like that. So I apologize for not making the school play. I am on for the next one. Steve Parola, we love you. We'll see you. I cannot wait to see you as we go to Rome. We're going to perform in Rome and then go to the Tuscan countryside to a charming restored villa. And when I got to tell you, as you listen, nobody does it meticulously as Steve Parola. This guy is, you are so meticulous about everything. And a shout out to Janice and Deanna and the whole team, Steve. We love you. And to Linda as well. And we'll talk soon and we'll see you sooner, man. Love you, Steven.
Thanks, Joe. And thanks to everyone.
Yeah, thank you, man. 800-431-1515. I'm telling you, the reason I want you to call is because it's going to go. We're going to be there. We're going to have the time of our life. And you're going to go, I meant to go to Italy. 800-431-1515, parillotours.com. We want you to be part of the family, you know, because we love you.
You're going to have a great time.
Oh, man. And Al, we're trying. Al, you're going to go. You haven't decided whether you're going.
Well, we're trying. We're
going to fit you in there because I'm telling you, it is. It's selling out so quickly.
I wouldn't fit anybody's suitcase. I mean, let's be fair. I'm fat.
No,
Look, the steamer trunk.
Your new svelte figure.
The steamer trunk wouldn't be big enough to fit me.
I can buy you. It's Europe. They have Speedos galore, and we'll.
No.
Alan and Speedo.
If that is a condition on me going on the trip, I will be staying home.
Come on. 10 minutes.
Do we really want to give the Italian people a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse while they're? I mean, really? Let's be fair.
I saw it at a store.
Blackout! Debbie, what happened?
Debbie, you were with me. I was like,
you're not getting this for Al. No. It was so. We were all laughing so hard. Al, at your expense. I'm sorry.
See, I think what's funnier is the fact that the guy, when he rang it up, probably was like, looking at Joe, like,
oh, really?
Huh? All right.
Not the guy. Great. And I didn't realize I'm walking for buying chocolate and some of the tchotchke stuff, but I have front and center these Speedos in my hand. And people are looking at me going, look, Joe's a Speedo kind of guy. I said, no, it's for Al. It's for Al. And they go, oh, that makes it worse. I said, are you kidding me?
You could have got it for Joe Lomberg, too.
Oh, yes, a bottle opener, a chocolate, and a Speedo? You need underwear.
Mamma mia. Oh, man.
Oh, that was great. When you bought the music boxes in Sorrento. That was so great.
That was amazing. I know we got a break, but I'll tell you, I bought, not only did I buy the music boxes, I bought a guitar, handmade little guitar that played Come Back to Torno Sorrento for Michael. And then I bought, they actually had, if you saw, the Disney music box. It had a picture of Mickey Mouse, but it was handmade in Sorrento, and I bought that.
Gorgeous.
Charlie loved it. She loved it.
Gorgeous. That store was amazing.
I can't wait to go again. We may have to bring you back, girl.
I'm telling you, if it wasn't Easter, I probably would be going, but it's kind of tough with the family. I have been telling everybody how wonderful Perillo Tours treated us. It was unbelievable.
Special
and the people
time.
We met, unbelievable.
Thank God. And yeah. I'm taking the family with me.
I know. Well, that's great. If I could bring my whole family with me, I'll go. That's
the
a good
New
idea.
Hames. The New Hames on the road. 8:51. Debbie's on the road for you right now on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Deb.
Shout out to some of our great listeners, too, Carol and Marty from Breezy Point. I hung out with them a lot in Italy, too, and also Bernadette and Guy and Pat and Tom from New Hyde Park. Just so many amazing people. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the Cross Island northbound, getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. It's an accident. We're still seeing delays on the Grand Central Parkway east at Astoria Boulevard with an accident over there. And it's going to be stop and go this morning on the Cross Bronx. Still pretty tough. Bruckner out through 3rd. Busy getting out toward the GWB. Garden State Parkway north at 154, an accident up through Clifton, and we're still seeing delays on 78 east by the Garden State Parkway, but that bad accident was finally cleared out of the way. Expect delays on 287 east out by exit 5, getting in toward White Plains with a collision. Delays back to the Tappan Zee Bridge, and 9G getting into Poughkeepsie. It's an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead, and I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror. And I realized at that moment the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for a decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arm, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
8:54 with Joe on the radio. You know, I'm a Jersey boy, Bloomfield Avenue, baby. And my pop had an office in Passaic, had an office for years in Clifton. And right here at 350 Allwood Road in Clifton is Capalbo's. And that's been like a mainstay for 110 years in the tri-state area. Family owned, by the way. Landmark. So when I'm on the radio, and then they said, hey, Joe Capalbo's wants to come on and advertise with you. I take great pride in telling you about Capalbo's because I've been sending Capalbo's and receiving Capalbo's gift baskets for years. And it's local. You know, it's local. I've known them. And I know how good they are and how great they are. They make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets and towers. You name it. They've got it. I tell you, when I send it out, I personalize. You have the option of personalizing the ribbon that you put around those towers. And when the tower comes in, and you send it, a gift basket or a tower, it makes such a great impression. You got to check out CapalbosOnline.com, all right? CapalbosOnline.com, or you can call them at 800-252-6262. It's an 800 toll-free number, 252-6262. I'd love for you to experience these amazing gift baskets, you know? And by the way, use the code Joe970. You know, I did it too. When I ordered it online, I used Joe970. It's funny, you put your own name in, right? But you get 10% off your order at Capalbo's. So I'm telling you, CapalbosOnline.com or call 800-252-6262. This is the best of the neighborhood, man. Use the code Joe970, please, at checkout. You save 10% off your order. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our weatherman at the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic on this Thursday. How are you doing?
I'm laughing because there's always something that glitches, but you can't keep Joe down, man. He'll do 200 miles on a bike. If we can't get true on the lines, if there's a glitch, he calls in. I love it, Joey. We love that, man.
It's a blizzard. I'm going to make it in.
That's the way you are. And I told you, I got a beautiful tweet on Twitter. They said, hi to Alan, Frank, and Debbie, Joe, all the very best. And don't forget the marathon man. They called you the marathon man. Isn't
I got
that
a
great
half marathon coming up Sunday. I'm going to do a 13.1 mile Sunday.
Is it on the bike or is it like a?
No, this is running. I'm running Sunday.
God, I'm 13 miles on Sunday. Yes. I'd be taking a nap now. You're unbelievable, Joe.
Well, I'm going to take the nap after the show. Then I'll run Sunday.
Well, how's the weather up until the weekend, Joey?
Up until the weekend. You know, mid-40s this afternoon with sun and clouds, a gusty wind. Tonight, down into the low 30s with clear to partly cloudy skies. We clouded up tomorrow. Can't rule out an afternoon shower. Mid-40s, if not upper 40s. Then it's breezy and colder with sunshine for Saturday, about 35. We'll be back in the low 40s Sunday. Rain Monday and Tuesday.
All right, not so bad. Joe Lumberg, thank you, man. God bless, Godspeed with that, Joe. You're the best. Joe Lumberg right there, phoning in. 8:58 with Joe on the radio, rolling into the 9 o'clock hour. And yes, the Balance of Nature Allergy Report is good. Joey says that is good from Balance of Nature. By the way, you can call our Balance of Nature phone lines at 877-970-2999. Call anytime. We'd love to talk to you this morning on this crazy day. We're rolling into Nancy Pelosi at 9 o'clock. Oh, God, just what you want to see at 9 o'clock in the morning. Please, this is going to be something else. What is she going to say? Are they going to vote to impeach? Do we care? Mike Lindell will join us on Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Brooklyn woman recovering from a bullet wound after being shot while sitting in her home. Police say the bullet came through the woman's kitchen window on Linden Boulevard in East Flatbush around 11:15 last night, hit her in the chest. Police do not believe the 57-year-old was the intended target. Police also found evidence of gunfire from a shattered car window in the neighborhood. North America's first real snow year-round indoor ski slope opens today at the American Dream Mall in East Rutherford. The 180,000-square-foot, 16-story ski slope has three trails and four lifts. There's also a non-ski area for families that just want to frolic in the snow. Olympic gold medal skier Lindsey Vonn is on hand for the grand opening today. In sports, Nets beat the Hawks 130-118.